Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on Easter Day, March 31st, 2004, entitled The Trauma of Easter. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, Google TuneIn Radio, or Podcatcher Podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher. Terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. I had made some reference in the Easter pastoral letter this year to the uniqueness of the Gospel of Mark. The author of Mark is, for the most part, straightforward and at times doesn't provide much embellishment beyond the basic facts as he proceeds through his version of the good news of Jesus Christ. Mark's Easter proclamation follows that pattern. While I also mentioned that there's some disagreement on whether chapter 16 has 8 or more verses, it's also true that agreement is almost universal now that the original text of the Gospel ends at verse 8. That makes the last word of the Gospel of Mark the word afraid. Resurrection is no casual notion. We've become all too sensitized to the Easter message. Ho hum. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Did I remember to add the Alleluia? The disciples of Jesus were terrified, alarmed, because having found the tomb empty could mean only one thing. Someone had stolen the corpse of their friend. 2 days before, many, not all, saw with their own eyes that their master and Lord was as dead as he could have been. Those who didn't see firsthand heard the news. And as far as anyone could tell, the burial had been looked after. The visit to the tomb on the third day was routine, having been delayed slightly because of the occurrence of the Sabbath, as our bishop also pointed out today. The body was to be reverently anointed with spices, as per custom. In their grief, the only real problem was who would move the stone. What followed, Mark describes first as alarm, then terror and amazement had seized them. Paralyzed and shocked, Mark ends his gospel with, "For they were afraid." So afraid were they about all of the possibilities, Mark goes so far as to use a double negative here. They said nothing to anyone. We have the advantage of hindsight, of course. We know how the story ends. Mark didn't. As far as he was concerned, the last word was afraid. Alarm. Terror. Amazement. Confusion. They were afraid. They are so overwhelmed by the news that they're paralyzed, unable to do even what the young man who they found in the tomb had told them to do. I'm not exactly sure what Mark is up to here, but after reading the encounter between Jesus and Mary in the Gospel of John, Mark's account seems more ominous than joyful. And while I'm no expert, it seems to me that the people being spoken of here are experiencing what we in our day might describe as trauma. That's the word we give to reality being knocked out from under us. When the impossible suddenly happens and our world is turned upside down, the human response to that, to alarm, to terror and amazement and fear, is to head for shelter. Find a safe place. Reorient within a shifted reality. Get a grip, as they say. Go home and lock the door behind us. And that's exactly what we're told happened in the days following the first Easter. The disciples were behind locked doors for fear of the Jews. We enter this next season and listen as we're told one by one about the next steps. Fear and anguish and grief. About a stolen body. All of that turns to appearances of the one dead, now alive. The last word of Mark is afraid. But thanks be to God, it's not the end of the story. Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.org. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.org. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon, at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.